Well, today is Saturday, the 4th of August, 2018.
Start, finish, why?
And I've been on a bike ride, tandem ride, with tandem trekkers, with David on the front. There's four tandems. Other bike riders were Catherine, Saj, and Tarek. So,
So, how's feeling?
Let's not mention no, because that's
George and Ivy, they live at a place called Rastrick, which is, again, is only a little place. The nearest big place is Huddersfield.
You're always on the screen, because I'm on the screen.
No, what am I supposed to be looking at?
Just if you could just read me a few of the names of the places on that list.
Oh.
So it starts in Whalley.
Yes. It went to, looks like, Heatherton. And then through a village called something beginning with C. I can't read it. It's very, very faint. Then you went through Merton. Then you went through Great Milton, a slightly larger place. Then you continued on your route and went over a river, I think, or near a river.
Over, I think.
This is very, very faint.
Oh, it's not to worry.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
There was. Read it. Finally, to West Bradford. That was the next bigger place. Then to Grimbleton. Then up to Shirley, or somewhere like that. Shirley, and then you used the cycle path, and you came down to Clitheroe. And then through Clitheroe, we had your lunch a bit further on at the town centre of Clitheroe. And then you carried on to dismount across the A59 at Pendleton. And then you came on across a busy main road. I hope they stopped the traffic. To your finish. Sorry, I can't do any better than that.
Well, that's okay.
I've never seen such faint writing in my life.
Yeah, well, it's...
And you've got Paul written on it.
Yeah, he was the man that organised the ride.
And his phone number.
Yeah.
Meeting point, Springwood Picnic Site, Whalley, BB790D. Well, that can't be far from where Pauline lives, actually. Expected finish time, 1:30 p.m. Five. And how many miles was that, Louise?
Well, somebody, it was supposed to be I know by lunchtime, which was most of the way, we'd done 16 miles.
Yes.
So, I don't know, it might have ended up at 20, 22. I'm not sure, because somebody was recording it, it went wrong. So.
Very good. And you left very early, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I think I heard the door shut, so I know you'd gone before 6.
Yep, I was on the bus by 5:49.
Were you?
Yep.
There was a bus at 5:49.
Yeah, into Hillsborough.
And then got the tram.
Got the tram. I only had to wait 5 minutes for the tram. Right. Then got there and then...
So it sounds very efficient.
Except the train was late into Leeds because they were waiting for a platform.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was supposed to be getting the 7:52 to Deaton.
Yes.
But I missed that train, so I had to get the 8:06 to Huddersfield, which got an 8:38, and then get the train to Deaton. So I had to go.
That was three trains.
Yeah, three trains.
Oh, Louise.
But never mind.
Such determination. Well, I have to take my hat off to you.
Well, it was. Yeah, the train to Sheffield, then the one to Huddersfield, and the one to Deaton. So, yeah, three each.
It would have been the same. Oh, coming back was slightly different, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got...
Well, this is what Pauline does. She comes from Whalley. And sometimes she changes at York.
Well, I got a lift to Keithley.
Yes.
And because one of the riders lives there. Then his wife gave me a lift to the station. Right. And so I got the train into Leeds, and then I got the Lincoln train here to Sheffield. It was going to.
And did you have assistance at each place? How do you arrange assistance? You must have done.
Well, no, because I didn't know what time we were going to finish.
So how did you manage all this changing?
Well, the guide ran through to Leeds, and then there, a bloke called Harvey that I've known for years came and collected me.
Oh, well, I suppose you get to know some of them,
well,
don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. He was like, Louise, what are you doing? I said, what do you think I'm doing? I said,
oh, yeah. You're so well known.
Well, then he was teasing me about what a dump Sheffield was. So, yeah.
Oh, I see. Was he? Indeed.
I said, excuse me, why are they? He's very nice. I said,
where was he stationed then?
Oh, he was in Leeds.
Leeds. Oh, well, yeah. There's always been rivalry between Leeds and Sheffield. They both see themselves as premier city of the north.
And then of course, there was nobody at Sheffield to meet me. So kindly, the guard took me to the front of the station and then found a member of staff who begrudgingly took me to the bus station.
Oh.
But I did say, I said, I'm really grateful. I heard him say to the other member of staff, oh, we're not supposed to take them off the station. I thought, oh, well...
It's like that bloke on the train that we asked everything of him. Is there anything else you'd like me to do? So when we did get off, I said to him, we're really grateful, we're really grateful.
Then the 9 to 5 was in when I got there, so just got...
It. So did you get off at town hall?
Yep.
Good. I said to Anne, I keep trying to persuade him.
Well, as long as the bus drivers remember
to that, tell him when to he tell me. Town hall. Yeah. At least the cathedral, what it should do. Okay, well, shall I make this concoction? Do you want to have a shower first? The concoction only takes about 5 minutes, and I've had mine, so you've got no rush. If you want to have a shower first.
Yeah, I will do in a bit. I don't actually. I am going to have a shower, but I don't feel as gross as I thought I might because
no.
I think we just plodded along quite a leisurely pace, really, because
yes.
It's quite warm and there was a few hills.
Very warm.
There was a few hills in that little.
Was there?
But never mind.
You've done really well. You should be as fit as. Can be all you do.
Well, when I posted this morning that I was going to Moor Tanliming, two people put on there, what, no park run? I said, no park run.
What did you put on Facebook? Anne referred to it.
Oh, only this, that I was on my way to Moor Tanliming.
I think Anne looking forward to absolutely everybody on Facebook.
Well, I just put looking forward to another tandem ride.
Ah, yes.
And so, as I say, these people were like, what? Yeah, no boat run, you know, because it's Saturday morning, of course.
Yes.
But I said, oh, no. Not when it's... I thought I can do that when there's nobody volunteering to help me on the bike.
Yes.
And, well, next weekend, you see, I might go for... Because you don't mind if I go for a little trot for an hour, do you?
No.
For mum's.
No, of course not. I'll be happy sitting and talking to your mum. So, I'll give you this piece of paper back.
Oh, it can go in the bin. It's no good.
Oh, can it?
Mm. Yeah, I don't need it.
There was no post at all for us today.
Oh, good.
So.
And your engineer. I can't believe the engineer didn't even turn up. And didn't even let you know.
I was supposed to do that. Yeah.
You know... They must know that, but you know, people wait in or whatever. And
of course, they do. Well, they must have got held up and just.
Yeah, but to not even let you know, it's just.
No, I know.
Shabby.
It's not good enough.
It's not acceptable.
I wasn't going anywhere anyway. I had my lunch up at the Donna.
What did you?
Just to, you know, have contact with some other human beings.
Aww.
But I was quite busy and. Was a few
did you have the usual vegetarian breakfast?
Yes, I did. They know me now. They know that's what I have. It's actually a half breakfast, but it's pretty substantial. What a full one is like, I can't imagine. Yeah.
Well, I just had a ham and mustard sandwich with
did you?
An apple juice and a coffee cake.
It was
really nice. Well, I don't usually